Mesdames et messieurs, permettez-moi de...
Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to express the satisfaction of my country, the Republic of Congo, as well as in my personal capacity to participate in the 9th MOP on the Water Convention, and I would like to thank the government of Estonia in cooperation with the UNECE, which has organized this session. I would particularly like to thank Madam Chair of the current session and Madam Olga Ayarova, the Executive Secretary of the UNECE, and Mr. Tony Smulder, the Minister for the Environment of Estonia, for inviting us to this meeting. Esteemed participants, the Republic of Congo is, like a large number of other countries, on the road to acceding to international treaties and conventions. With regard to acceding to the convention, which is the subject of this meeting, we must note that the Republic of Congo, my country, has already made significant efforts in the international management of transboundary waters in the spirit of the 1992 Helsinki Convention and in line with Sustainable Development Goal 6.5.2. Like other countries in Central Africa, our country has expressed its interest in acceding to the 1992 Convention on the Protection and Use of Transboundary Watercourses and International Lakes during the 8th session of the meetings of the parties held in Astana in October 2018. Following this meeting, the following steps for the accession process were taken: designating a focal point and submitting the letter from the Minister for Water Resources to the Minister of Foreign Affairs as a confirmation of the expression of interest. The verification of legal documents by competent services of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and the development of preliminary drafts of ratification instruments by Ministry of Foreign Affairs services, and this includes, in particular, an explanatory statement, the preliminary draft of the law on ratification, the preliminary draft on the ratification decree, copies of the convention initialed and signed by the Minister of Foreign Affairs, the submission by the Minister of Foreign Affairs on the 14th of August 2018 of preliminary drafts of ratification instruments to the General Secretariat of the Government, and the submission by the General Secretariat of the Government of these ratification instruments to the Supreme Court for a legal opinion. This is why we are planning organizing, with the support of Global Water Partnership for Central Africa, a high-level awareness-raising meeting in Brazzaville in December of 2021 to prepare for this adoption. The preparations for this meeting are underway. The next expected steps are as follows: review of the draft law on ratification by the Council of Ministers, adoption of the law on ratification of the Water Convention by Parliament, the enactment of the law by the President of the Republic, and the submission of ratification instruments to the United Nations Secretariat General. The Congo is an initiator and coordinator of the Congo Basin Blue Fund. At a national level, the Republic of Congo has a law on the Water Code, and the implementation texts in preparation enable integrated water resource management, and this has resulted in a draft decree on demarcating watersheds in the Republic of Congo and a draft decree on establishing an advisory water council. Thank you.